It was 150 years ago when a man called Arthur Bunting, Norwich's very own Mr. Selfridge, opened his grand store in the heart of the bustling city on the corner of St. Stephen's and Rampant Horse Street. This was Bunting's, a rival to the Plush Curls shop opposite, and it resulted in store wars when the relationship between the two businesses broke down. Today, the department stores run by the Buntings and members of the Curl family, now Marks and Spencer and Debenhams, still dominate the busy Norwich shopping scene. The story of Buntings starts in 1866, when Arthur and other members of the family opened up. The relationship between the Topshop Chamberlains was strong, especially as brother John Bunting was joint managing director and workers at both shops were offered discounts. When it first opened, there was also a partnership of sorts between neighbours Buntings and Curls, and in January of 1875, the following notice appeared in the Norwich Mercury stating, "Caution! £5 reward. It having come to our knowledge that certain persons, hawkers and others, are falsely representing themselves as our salesmen in the neighbourhood of Norwich, with a view to selling inferior goods, we beg to caution the public that we have no travellers in the retail department and that our only address is St. Stephen's. Anyone giving information that will lead to the conviction of the offenders will be paid the above award. Curl and Bunting." But a few years later, the partnership with Bunting's opposite was well and truly over, and the fight was on to get the most shoppers. By 1883, the following announcement appeared in the Mercury. "Curl brothers beg to inform numerous customers that they have commenced dress and mantle making, and having secured the services of a thoroughly experienced and competent dressmaker, and feel warranted in saying that they can guarantee perfect fitting models at moderate prices, and it will be their constant endeavour to secure punctuality. Kindly note that we have now no connection whatever with the business at St. Stephen's Corner. So there." Meanwhile, over on the corner, Mr. B, his brother Charles, other members of the family proudly flew the flag on top of their shop, opening a ladies' tea room in 1909 to coincide with the extensive new showrooms. The rebuilt store included a writing room, a telephone hall, and a gentleman's smoking room. An orchestral trio under the direction of Eugene M. Nabarro, former member of the British Symphony Orchestra, played in the afternoons. Later, an orchestra by Teddy Wicks played among the potted palms in the restaurant and the Jacobean Lounge. St. Stephen's Corner became known as Bunting's Corner, and waiting to open the door for the customers in the Roaring Twenties was the formidable commissioner, Ginger White, who had a nod and a smile for shoppers with money, while the street urchins were given their marching orders. No one messed with Ginger, who looked the part in his blue uniform with gold braid, polished brass buttons and peaked cap. His chiselled features and fine waxed moustache completed the picture of elegance. Once you got past Ginger, you were met by the top floor walker, Mr. Plumstead, described as a tallish, rather austere gentleman dressed in tails with pinstripe trousers. Bunting's employed hundreds of people. Some of the girls lived in, and they had their own social club at Town Close. But those grand days were coming to an end. Bunting's was lucky compared with Curls during the Blitz and was able to carry on using what was left of their premises. The top half of the building became the Naffy Club and was packed out. In 1948, a deal, said at the time to be the highest price ever paid for a business property in Norwich, but not disclosed, was done, and Marks and Spencer took over the site, and the new store opened in March of 1950. As for Curls, well, that's another story.